May the joyous sounds of victory resound in our tents. Well, I have some wonderful news, Heart Dwellers. I believe justice is finally coming to America. The power of the elite is being subdued and overcome by our prayers and sufferings. And this is how it happened. The temptation to listen to one of the videos next to mine was just too much as I was answering comments, partly because the headline was too good to be believed. I tried to discern Jesus' permission, but couldn't. And this often happens with me when I really want something. I'm so attached to it that I don't trust my discernment. I just freeze up, and I can't trust the voice that I hear. This time, I decided to listen, and I'm glad I did, because the Lord confirmed it later. This is what he said. I wanted you to see that your prayers are indeed bringing about change. Normally, I would not want that, because after you see it, your mind continues in its presence, and it is a dirty place. And I want to say that's absolutely true. After I had read these headlines, I've listened to the videos, as good as the news was, it kept playing in my head, and that is an ugly place to be compared to being in the presence of the Lord or in heaven. So I understand what he's saying here. It's totally clear. He doesn't want us to see it because our minds continue mulling it over. Jesus continued, "Yet there comes a time to see what change has been wrought by prayer. Most of the time I do not want this for you, but in this case it was edifying. Just don't get addicted to the latest wall falling, because many walls are falling, many heads are rolling, many. And the swamp is getting drained. There is still ugliness beneath the mud, but in due season all will be exposed." So I saw a bit of the news from my Lord and my God next to my videos. That's the source of this. And this is someone I've run across before that I just have a sense about that I trust. And she gives the source on everything that she publishes. And I was absolutely blown away by what is coming to the surface and what the Justice Department is doing. I don't claim to be discerning when it comes to the news sources. I've blown it before, so forgive me if I make mistakes. Some of you out there are more expert at this kind of thing, knowing what the sources are. But my sense in the spirit was that she is a reliable source. One of the things I find is that many people out there are constantly stirring up emotions and keeping the sheep restless. And some have very attractive charisms and personalities, and they draw along a large crowd. But I've seen how they make a big deal about a piece of news, and then nothing happens. It was just a flash. It excited the public and drew listeners, and that's all. And I don't have any patience with that, and I don't go back. But this particular woman, when I am allowed to look and see, has a ring of truth and balance about her. The items that were of most interest to me was that George Soros, the notorious one-world elite who incites riots to destroy governments, is likely to be stripped of his American citizenship and his assets seized because he has openly committed treason against the United States. Obama has been caught stealing millions of dollars from the Treasury and tucking it away in obscure banks under his birth name, Barry Sotero. Hillary and Bill are under investigation by the Justice Department and are going to be charged with treason for their involvement in terrorist organizations. The Russia-Trump accusation continues to find no evidence, while Obama, it has been proven, has committed a serious federal crime by wiretapping Trump and his staff during the election. So that's just a few of the things. Some of these things we've known about, or we've had inklings of, but nothing would come of it. It would just come and go. It was like it was just swept under the carpet. But what's so exciting to me is that the Justice Department is finally moving and indicting people. That's what's so wonderful. What a change. Instead of sweeping it under the rug, They're pulling it out for examination, along with potential jail sentences. And that's just wonderful. It's about time. If you remember, I did a little illustration on Obama's head coming off. Even as the Lord told us, heads are rolling. Obama's head is coming off. The Lord has told us that he is the Antichrist and is being held back from assuming his role by the power of the Holy Spirit working through the church with her prayers. This is another argument for the pre-trib rapture. For scripture says, as the 2 Thessalonians 2, for the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Boy, that's for sure. Obama has borne rotten fruit that would be expected of an Antichrist during his term in office. The scripture continues, only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way, and then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. I know there's a lot of different interpretations of these scriptures, but the sense that I get from them is that I believe the Holy Spirit will release the restraint on Obama, but Holy Spirit will remain on earth when the church is raptured. But until then, he is using her mightily to restrain this beast until the appointed time by her prayers and sacrifices. What Holy Spirit is doing with our fasts, offerings, and prayers is nothing less than tying his hands. But when we are removed, I believe he will come into his full power and the global government will have nothing standing in its way and will consume the whole earth's population for 7 years. Now is a critical time, dear ones. Now is the time we must persevere until justice is done. We've done a lot in our prayer and fasting, but we can't let go of that yet. Not yet. We need to press in until justice is done and these evil people are totally exposed to the American public. Until then, we have a fight on our hands to stand behind the Lord's agenda of establishing righteousness in America with prayer and fasting. And as I spoke with my daughter about these things, she has a master's degree and steeped in the university environment, she formerly would have nothing good to say about Trump and defended Obama. Well, I told her that Soros was finally being brought to justice along with Obama and sent her the links that I had looked at, and she wrote back, I really wish that he would drain the swamp. Washington is a cesspool. Wow. So she was referring to Trump there. I really wish that he would drain the swamp. That's beautiful. She finally has something positive to say about this man. And she was really, you know, really denying the whole ruling elite and saying Trump was a part of it. And, you know, it's that liberal mentality. She was really into that, but she's beginning to see the light. And this is exactly what the Lord told us. And he said 3 months after President Trump assumed office, there would be some breakthroughs. The first 3 months would be the hardest. And it looks like that's coming to pass. Because here we are now in April. And these first 3 months have been, oh my goodness, tremendous fights. Trying to keep him in office and educate the public. So I couldn't believe my eyes when she actually got it. When I read that email, I couldn't believe it. The ruling elite and their agenda that she's dismissed for years, but now her eyes are opening. Our prayers are working, guys. This is so wonderful. Let's keep this up and join our prayers to the millions around the world that want to see justice in America. And the Lord began to speak, and he said, Claire, you were right in your perceptions about this whole situation, and your thoughts are also my thoughts. My people, you have done valiantly. Continue on until this thing is brought to conclusion. Until then, I have many surprises for those of you who took my hand and are still climbing that mountain with me. I have given Claire a song that says it all. He smiled and looked at me. And you're going to finish that song today, my love, aren't you? Yes, Lord, you are with me, and with your grace I will. Pray for me, dear ones. The opposition to expressing what the Lord wants done in song has been very tough, to the point where I just couldn't connect, let alone flow. But he's delivered me and stationed angels to protect me, and all that's changed. So I'm going off to the studio now to work on the song, and hopefully I'll have it out by tonight. The Lord bless you all.